The housing crisis in L.A. is a multifaceted problem, a sobering mix of unavailability, high prices, and a resistance to new construction. Now, at the same time, both the city and the county of L.A. are taking bites at the problem. They're trying to get creative, too. Everything from how long you can rent your home or spare bedroom out on Airbnb to housing the homeless in tiny cottages in your backyard. But will any of those ideas really make a dent in the bigger problem that there just aren't enough places to live? Frances Anderton hosts KCRW's DNA, Design and Architecture, and she's here for our weekly check-in with DNA on ATC. Hello, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
Let's start with the shorter-term rentals, right, with Airbnb. What is the city doing to regulate those?
Well, yesterday, an LA City Council committee voted to limit how long Airbnb hosts can rent out their residences. They voted to restrict it to 120 days or 4 months a year, unless you're a host in good standing. Rick Coker is the communication director for LA City Council member Jose Huizar. Let's hear from him.
Well, you know, on one hand, you have affordable housing concerns or available housing concerns. On the other hand, we don't want to put people out in the streets from the homes that they now own.
Airbnb, very, very enticing to Angelenos. Obviously, mortgages are high. This is a way to help pay that mortgage down. Hosts in LA make the most money of hosts in any city in California, I've been told. LA, Los Angeles short-term rental hosts rented to a million guests, made around $260 million in 2016. This is a lucrative business. Now, of course, the opposite argument is this is causing a exodus of available long-term rentals.
LA County is also looking for Frances, into ways to ease the affordable housing crisis with building guest houses in people's backyards for the homeless. Tell us about this idea.
It is quite a small project. It's really a pilot project. It's had some help from Bloomberg Philanthropies. It involves the county and I believe the mayor's office. And the idea is to incentivize a small number of homeowners to rent out small backyard units to a homeless person or family. They're really looking at quite a small number, but this program would help a homeowner with the cost of building such unit. Of course, the question one can hear is, why would a homeowner rent out to someone they might not necessarily they might have some anxieties about, or there might be some bureaucratic stuff they have to deal with when they can just rent out on Airbnb for 120 days or make it a long-term rental.
Maybe there's something about the greater good. Who knows?
Maybe there is. And certainly some people who are participating in this program are believers, are very much wanting to be part of the solution. But it is a small program.
I mean, each of these issues, Frances, nibbles around the edges of this big problem, right? There's just there aren't enough units for people to rent. And that is causing all these rents to go sky high. People can't afford to live here anymore. I mean, how do we get past this? Are these little nibbles helping?
Well, each in its way is probably helping a little bit. But there is a massive structural problem at the heart of all this, which is that across the Southland, across the state of California, you have enormous swaths of single family homes. And there, the political power lies with these communities. And these communities are very resistant to density. And right now, the sort of big kahuna in the housing debate is this bill at the state level, authored by Scott Wiener, SB 827. We're going to talk about it in more detail next week. But what he's saying is that the state comes in with a sledgehammer and mandates a higher level of density near mass transit. In principle, that's exactly what a lot of housing advocates and city council people and so on have said we must have. But they are pushing back on this bill. And it's very interesting because it gets to the question of local control and land use and how that's where the power lies with politicians. And it's a fascinating development, this bill that Wiener has authored. We're going to talk about it more next week.
Indeed you will, on Design and Architecture Tuesdays, of course, at 2:30 right here on KCRW. Frances Anderton with this week's DNA on ATC. Frances, thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.